that sad?
What?
Well, that's a divorced father out for his one day a week with his kid, buying him everything inside and trying to make up for lost time.
What makes you think he's divorced?
Well, Allie, if he was still married, he'd be home in front of the TV set watching football, and his wife would be here in the park with the kid.
Not anymore. Fathers are taking much more responsibility in the care of their kids.
Only on Phil Donahue.
Besides, he didn't buy him everything to sight. The kid had just had one ice cream.
Yeah, that's because he finished the hot dog, the pretzels, and the soda.
How do you know he only sees him one day a week? They might have joint custody.
He's not casual enough for joint custody. It's clear that he's trying to make every moment fun, fun, fun.
He might just like his kid.
Yeah, well, I like my kid, but we don't gamble in the park. We walk and we argue like normal mothers and daughters.
Let's go home.
Why?
It's too depressing in the park.
I know what it is. It's a 6-foot TV set.
Chip, Max can't afford that.
I'm peeking.
Chip!
It was crooked. I was fixing it.
Come on, you guys. That's Emma's gift from her father. She should be the first one to see it.
How long do we have to wait?
Honey, this is her last dinner with her dad before he goes to L.A. Be patient. They have a lot to talk about.
It's so sad. She's never going to see him again.
Oh, yes, she will. She'll go out and visit.
Yeah, and he's an actor, so he can introduce her to movie stars.
No, Chip is right. It is kind of sad.
Yes, it is sad, but so is unemployment.
True.
Careful, careful. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
When can I look at
it? Oh, keep them closed.
Open it, open
it. All right, step down. Okay, Emma Jane, surprise.
For me? What is it?
It's a 6-foot TV.
Your piano.
Nuts.
No, it's your piano. Come on, you think I'd break up the old apartment and leave these 88s to anybody but you? Hit it, kid.
Come on, Dad.
Oh, that was so bad.
It takes up a lot of space. Are you sure you don't mind, Kate?
No problem. It can always double as a closet, right, Allie?
Better get it tuned before you put good clothes in it.
Well, I got a plane to catch.
Chip, Jenny, say your goodbyes, then upstairs.
Bye, Max.
Bye, Max.
Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I have to share this Oscar with my ex-wife, Kate. If it hadn't been for her constant nagging, I wouldn't have had the courage to come out here in the first place.
I don't nag.
When you repeat a suggestion 100 times, it's called nagging. Thanks for nagging, Kate.
Only got a few minutes. Why don't you spend them with Emma?
Okay. Kate, if I make good out there, I'll make up for some of the hard times we had.
Nah, just send oranges, wrapped in money.
Hey. Remember, I'm just a phone call away. And you're going to come out and visit. And I'll be coming in, too.
No.
I'm going to miss you, Emma Jane.
You better thank me, too, when you get your Oscar.
Well, what are you talking about? You'll be up there with me. Honey, you understand that I have to go, don't you? Bye, baby. Take care of your mother. I think I need some exit music.
Chopsticks, they're tuning the piano to play chopsticks.
It's a little irritating, out of tune, Mr. Beckmesser.
In tune, out of tune, chopsticks is a lease breaker. Nobody plays.
My instrument in high school was the baton. I still twirl now and then, but only for myself.
I kept hitting people, so they gave me pom-poms.
It's too late for you two anyway.
I've been waiting for someone to have the guts to say that to my face.
But the young lady, huh? Take lessons, play a tune.
I don't think so.
What's the trouble, Emma?
Her dad moved to California. She's feeling kind of sad.
And this is his piano? Oh, he would be so proud if you really learned to play it.
It would make him happy if you could play it when he came back.
You take one free lesson. You don't like it, drop it.
What do you say, honey?
One lesson, okay.
God! Well, we have the piano and the pupil. All we need now is the teacher.
Mr. Beckmesser, something tells me you're a piano teacher.
Something tells you wrong. But have I got a son for you? Walter.
Walter Beckmesser.
Hi, Walter Beck.
Oh, my.
Are you Emma?
I don't know. I'll be right back.
Emma!
Don't go down there.
Why not?
Piano teacher's down there.
What's the matter with him?
Not a single thing in the entire world.
No, started a little late because your daughter had to change her clothes a few times. Yeah, I'd say she likes Walter. Motivated? Well, if she stays as motivated as she is now, it's Carnegie Hall in 3 weeks. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Here, let me show you. Curl your fingers and come straight down over the keys. And keep your wrists up.
I keep forgetting.
You're doing great for your first lesson. You're a one talented lady.
I am?
Mm-hmm. My dad says you play chopsticks. Why don't you try to play it for me?
Okay.
Yeah, but do it again and see where it can lead to. You start. But you gotta remember your technique. Your wrists look like rubber. Remember, wrists high, fingers curled.
Even when you play rock?
Especially when you play rock. Let me show you. But glamour girls. See that? Wrists up.
Who wrote that?
I did. I'm singing in my concert next week.
You're giving a concert?
So what do you think?
That's fantastic. Your own concert.
No, about the lessons. Do you want piano lessons? Great. Same time next week then, okay?
Sure.
And Emma, remember. Wrists up.
Wrists up.
That's it. Great.
You were wonderful. I learned something just by watching.
All right.
You know, Walter, I was thinking, maybe I should have a lesson before then. I mean, I'll forget. I'll get stale.
Okay, you just say when.
Well, can you stay now?
Oh, I'd like to, but I've got to go rehearse my band. But I'll tell you what, you call me and we'll set something up for next week, okay? Okay. Ciao, ladies.
Ciao.
Ciao!
Allie. What is this?
Oh, that's technique. Wrists high, fingers curled.
Oh, I was afraid to ask. I thought maybe Emma was stuck in a permanent state of eensy-beensy spider. This must be some piano teacher. Emma wants to take lessons every day.
Well, I don't know much about music, but I know a gorgeous piano teacher when I see one.
Well, it takes her mind off Max. She seems to really take to it.
She didn't take to it, she took to him.
So she's having a little teenage fantasy, from which she's learning to play the piano.
Excuse me, I have to practice.
I'm doing the laundry.
Not without me, you're not.
Hey, you've been practicing.
A little.
You're not only adorable, you're a good pupil.
I have a good teacher. When am I going to get to start really playing?
We might be able to try a simple piece in about a week.
Sounds good upstairs.
She's really doing terrific.
Good.
I'd love to play something of yours.
Maybe soon, but for now, you've got to work on your technique.
Well, can you play something? Something you'll be playing at the concert?
Sure. So here we sit.
Wonderful.
Thanks, guys. But it sounds a lot better on electric keyboards.
I'd love to hear it that way.
So why don't you come to the concert?
Really?
Yeah, be my guest.
Your guest?
Monday night. Let me know, okay? And Emma, keep up the good work. It really sounds terrific. Jenny?
Walter. Walter, about the concert. Are you inviting anyone else? I mean, peoples?
I don't have anyone else. You're my one and only. See you Wednesday.
Jenny, did you hear what he called me? His one and only.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. You know what I think, Em? I think he just broke up with somebody. He has the look of someone who's loved and lost.
She must be crazy.
But that means this could be a rebound. You have to be careful, Emma.
Who asked who to what concert?
Walter asked me to the concert.
Great. Did he ask you too, Jenny?
No, just Emma as his guest.
Mother, he is the most handsome, talented, terrific, wonderful man I've ever met. He brings the music right out of me. He makes me feel like a woman.
Let's go try on some clothes.
The thing is, he's seen so much of my stuff already. Lesson.
This is your mom?
Hi. Kate McArdle.
Walter Beck.
Oh, nice to meet you. I thought you were just fooling around.
Nah, we're just taking a break.
Oh, taking five.
Could we go again?
Sure. I would have said you're Emma's sister.
Would you? I'm gone. I'm out of here. I'm history.
You have got one great mom.
Yeah, great.
She's young.
Yeah, well, she rubs all this stuff in her face every night. It takes hours.
Well, I met the piano teacher.
And?
I think my daughter has excellent taste.
And?
And I think I better have a talk with her.
Let me know exactly what you say.
Why?
Jenny wants piano lessons.
For today. We're making real progress.
Hey, you guys, that was sensational. Keep that up and you could start your own band. Emma tells me you write your own music.
Yeah, I'm cutting an album right now.
Really? What's the sound?
New wave.
Oh, like Talking Heads?
Nah, more like...
Culture Club?
Harder edged than that.
A Clash.
Not that hard edged.
Jackson Brown. Joe Jackson. Michael Jackson. I think I just ran out of Jacksons.
I'll tell you what. Emma's coming to my concert Monday. Why don't you come too and hear for yourself? Starts at 11 o'clock.
11? I thought it started earlier.
Mom, it's okay.
Yeah, are your other students coming on a school night?
I don't have any other students. Emma's my one and only.
I don't know, honey. 11 o'clock on a school night.
Oh, Mom, I already said I could go.
Your mom's right. School's more important. Oh, I'm sorry, kid. But how about you, Kate? I'd love you to come hear my stuff.
Gee, that's great, but I don't think I can.
All right, but if you change your mind, let me know, okay?
Okay.
See you later. Ciao, Em. Remember, keep them up.
Honey, I think we should have a little talk.
About?
About Walter.
Mom, why'd you have to go and embarrass me like that?
Oh, I didn't mean to embarrass you, honey, but 11 o'clock on a school night?
Mom, I'm not a child.
Do you think Walter's too old for me?
Nah. He's in his 20s, you're in your teens. And he's in his 30s, you'll be in your 20s. It's perfect. Besides, age doesn't matter anyway.
Tell that to my mother. She still thinks I'm a child. Oh, you should have seen her flirt with him. It was really embarrassing.
I hate when my mother flirts.
Why don't other women just act their age?
Because they're afraid to admit they're old.
So they treat us like babies.
It's pathetic.
These are going to be the most delicious teeny tiny little cookies you have ever tasted.
How are you doing?
Good. I was just practicing. Wait until you hear.
Yeah, sounds great. Is your mom in?
My mom?
Hi, Walter.
Hey, Kate. Listen, I just got a second, but I wanted to drop this off for you. Since you can't come to the concert, I thought maybe you'd like to listen to my new demo.
Great.
I want you to know, I don't let just anybody listen to my tapes.
Hey, I don't listen to just anybody's tapes.
I'll be seeing you later, okay? See you, Em.
Very cute.
What?
You don't have to worry about me and Walter anymore, because I'm not going to take piano lessons just so you two can see each other.
What? What are you talking about?
You knew just how to break us up.
What did I say?
Well, I don't listen to just anybody's tapes. Potter Edge, The Clash. I'm out of here. I'm gone. I'm history.
I don't sound like that.
Why can't I just have a plain old mother like Allie? You always come in here and you bop around and boys will never look at me.
Honey, Walter's not a boy. He's a grown man.
Which makes him right for you, I suppose.
Emma.
You broke us up.
Honey, how could I break you up when you were never going?
We were nearly going.
Three piano lessons is not nearly going. You don't even play with your left hand yet.
Sure, Mom. Make a joke of it. You sent my father 3,000 miles away and now you've done the same thing to my boyfriend.
Is there room in here for a plain old mother?
What did I do?
You became the mother of an adolescent daughter.
Did you hear those things she accused me of? Acting cute and bopping around. I don't even do that, do I? Do I?
Do you want the truth or should we just remain friends?
No, I want the truth.
You bop around.
I do not.
Okay, you do not.
Do I?
I have no opinion.
Okay, maybe I do, but I don't mean to.
I know that. You're a natural 18-year-old, just like I'm a natural 35-year-old.
Emma loves it when I act like her friend.
Loved it. Past tense.
Why? What's changed?
She has. Face it. You have a teenage daughter. It's time that you joined us old ladies at the patchwork quilt.
She broke us up because she wants Walter for herself.
She's too old for him.
He doesn't think so. He gave her his tape.
He played his songs for you live.
No, he likes her better. He was doing fine till she came around. It's her.
You gotta face her.
Jenny,
I'm way ahead of you. I wish Daddy didn't move to California. Then at least I'd have one parent around here who loves me.
Wait a minute. I love you.
And Walter, you love him too?
Emma.
You love everybody, don't you?
Come on, sit down.
I don't want
sit down. Look, if we're gonna fight, let's fight honestly, okay?
I am.
Are you? You don't think I love you?
I know you love me, but why do you act the way you do?
You mean bopping around?
Yes.
I just do it because I do it. Cute is what I know best. I started in high school. I've been doing it ever since.
So stop it.
Honey, take my word for it. When you've been acting as cute as I have for as long as I have, it becomes a habit.
But it's one that I better learn to break, especially when I'm around somebody who's really cute like you.
You're doing it again.
Okay, here we go without the cuteness. I think one of the reasons that you're mad at me about Walter is because you're mad at me about your dad. You think I sent him to California, don't you?
Didn't you?
No! All I did was encourage him to do what he wanted to do. What he needed to do. And as far as you and Walter go, I didn't break up any romance because there wasn't any romance to break up. Walter is a man, and the person that he's going to have a romance with is going to be a woman, not a 14-year-old girl, no matter how terrific she is. Anyway, I'm really glad this whole thing happened with him.
Why?
Because one of these days you're going to have a real boyfriend, and I better learn to stop acting cute before he gets here. Okay, the lecture's over. What about the fight? Is it over?
Waning.
Waning? Where did you learn a word like that?
I'm not a child, you know.
I know. You're a teenager. What does that make me?
It doesn't make you an old lady. It just makes you...
uncute.
Yeah.
You know, I walked in this door a minute ago, cute as a button, and I'm walking out mature.
You could be a mature button.
Fight over?
Still waning.
Honey, I'm sorry about Walter. I had a Walter too, you know.
What'd you do?
Suffered, just like you. Only my mother said it wasn't any big deal. It was just puppy love, but she was wrong. It hurt, just like the real thing.
But it went away?
Yeah.
And later you met Daddy?
Yeah.
And it was wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
Fight's over.
I made it.
What's the matter?
They are really grooving down there.
You didn't?
No, I just sailed right through there like the Queen Mother.
Good.
When what I really wanted to do was...
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.